Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 108 of the Armless Octocast. I am your host, Taylor Bliss. Today is Tuesday. By the time you're listening to this, it's probably far beyond that date because last week's episode came out really late. Suck it. I went on vacation. It's summer.
Man's got to do what he's got to do.
That's Dave Boyles. He can't hold me down.
Even though he can hold his liquor.
That's Anthony Swinich. And he's telling, that's pretty true. Dave can do that. Dave's just jealous because he doesn't get vacations.
Not very frequently.
Even though I'm pretty sure you're breaking some sort of labor laws with the way you work. But anyway, we've got Anthony Swinich and Dave Boyles here along with me. Mike is a business trip Chicago, right?
Chi-Town. No, this time is Denver.
He's in Denver.
Yeah, Chicago last weekend.
He's hanging out with Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Peyton.
Breathing the thin air.
I'll tell you what, I went to Denver once. It was really nice.
That was 2 years ago. It was pleasant.
It was beautiful.
I also enjoyed Denver the time I was there.
You never went to Denver.
I did absolutely go
to
Denver.
No, you're
from Buffalo. It's like practically Denver already because it's so cold.
Denver's beautiful. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's cold over
there. Dave, you just make stuff up, bro. Just because it's on a mountain doesn't mean that it's like cold all the time.
Buffalo is sometimes beautiful too.
No, it's not.
You don't even know. You've never been here.
Buffalo is arid and it's like a frozen wasteland.
I'm freezing right now.
Yeah,
sweating so bad the tears and the sweat is just freezing to me.
That's not sweat. That's condensation.
I don't know.
Of stuff.
I love the city, but I find it harder and harder to defend it these days.
I don't know. I've never been to Buffalo in my life.
It's okay. It's nothing special.
But I bet that their wings are good.
The wings are phenomenal.
Oh, I love Buffalo wings. Oh.
Someday you may have real Buffalo wings, and you will go, oh, I've been living a lie.
I doubt it. I've had pretty good Buffalo wings before.
That's what everybody says.
But anyway, let's hop right into it. Dave, what have you been up to?
I've been playing, taking full advantage of the Steam deals. I picked up Rage, $17, and I bought it 2 days ago, and today it's $10, so I'm kind of pissed. But whatever.
You should ask for their price match guarantee.
That'd be nice, right? But I mean, I'm enjoying it nonetheless. It's still a fun game. And I have a nice card to run it. So it's a very nice...
You run it on a car?
On my card.
On a car?
On my card. So...
What's the RPMs?
5870.
Max speed is what, like 75 miles an hour?
1,000 megahertz.
But really, how long is it before Ford releases a model that has Steam built into the dash? Let's really ask ourselves that question.
I know.
25 years.
I don't know if Steam will even be around in 25 years.
I don't know.
We certainly won't be playing Half-Life 3 because
that's vaporware, so it doesn't count.
Agreed.
But no, I mean, I was mostly just thinking about when like actual computers are going to be mainstays, and that's my opinion about how long it'll take, give or take. But
yeah,
anyway, so Rage?
Yeah, Rage. And I played Blackwell Legacy, which is like a 5-year-old point-and-click adventure game from Wajit Eye Games.
From Wajit Eye, yeah.
Yeah, so he basically makes like tons of adventure games using the old adventure engine from like the mid-90s. They always have great story, great acting. He's a New York resident also, and basically all of his locations and environments all take place in New York, especially in Manhattan. So it's like very familiar territory for me too. Nice to really see that, like, you know, real life environments play out in games. So if you do like really slow point and click adventure games, then it's right down your alley. And I enjoy those. And that was the Blackwell Legacy.
Yeah,
how about you, man? What's up?
It is still on sale for $2.50 if anybody's interested.
Yeah, and at that price...
That sale ends... I'll have the show out before the sale ends. It ends July 23rd.
Oh, yeah, so you got some time.
That's good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I
doubt you guys have been playing some adventure games, but what have you been playing?
I have not been playing adventure games. Oh, although kind of. I've been playing The Walking Dead.
Oh, I enjoy that adventure game as well.
They had... it kind of went out for one of the flash sales.
Yeah.
For $15 for the
season.
For
like the whole season. That's crazy. I paid $10 an episode, I think.
So, yeah, I pounced on it. So, you know, I already get two episodes for $15 right away.
Yeah.
I blew through the first episode in one sitting. It is unbelievable. So good.
Yeah, I played through the first one twice, and I really enjoyed it.
So yeah, that was really good. I picked up Borderlands Game of the Year Edition for $7.50. I have the one for Xbox, but I never played any of the DLC, and I kind of want to get geared up for Borderlands 2, so I picked it up, the Game of the Year Edition, because it has all the DLC.
As do I.
And so I played like 50 minutes of that. But lastly, I've been playing Phantasy Star Online 2.
Ooh, what's that been like?
So first of all, hard to play.
Yeah, it's all Japanese, right?
Because this is the open beta, which is in Japanese only.
Yeah, I imagine they make things difficult.
So been kind of just thumbing my way through it. But it plays really nicely. It's a lot of fun. And I want it. What's going to kill me is that it's coming out. So it's coming to North America in 2013. PS3, I think. And then also PS Vita. And if I'm not mistaken, it's all cross-platform.
Mm.
So I can play characters on my PC or on my PS Vita. Which probably... that's dangerous for me. the thought that, you know, I can play this kind of like pseudo MMO and then have access to all of those characters also on this handheld is really pretty amazing.
Yeah, cross-platform play is like the future of gaming, I guess you'd say. I mean, I think more titles don't have it.
I think it's one future.
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You know, I think it's going to be incorporated in a big way. But, you know, at the same time, cross-platform play, you know, unless you're a company that makes its own handhelds, a la, you know, I mean, two out of the big three, both Sony and Nintendo do it.
Well, are we going to count Microsoft Surface?
Not really.
Isn't it going to play Xbox Live games?
Well, the one running Windows 8 will.
Yeah, I almost want to think of that as like a Microsoft handheld.
No. Because it's not a gaming-dedicated device like the Nintendo 3DS and the PS Vita is.
I suppose, but we talk about the iPhone and the iPad like they're gaming devices.
No, some people talk about them like that.
Well, to be fair, yeah, some people do. I try not to, but you can't deny that they have had a very big impact on the gaming landscape.
You also can't deny that they have little to no multi-platform support at all.
True.
I mean, you know, to get your save games over from one game from one to the other, and I've tried, is awful. Unless you want to do an entire backup of the whole thing. So, I mean, you know, for me, I think that it would I would love it if, you know, if any of the games that were like Xbox Live Arcade and Windows 8, if I could transfer those saves over, do like cloud saves, like what Steam already offers. Yeah, I think that's phenomenal. And that, because in my opinion, it builds a cohesive brand. You know, it's just one more reason for people to be confident in what you have to offer. Like I have Torchlight 2. Or, I mean, I have Torchlight 1 back in the day. This was one of the first ones that I remember having Steam Cloud support. And I played it, you know, I would play it on my laptop when I was, you know, around. And then I would play it on my desktop when I had that available. And it's just really, really nice and convenient to be able to pick up those same characters. And so when it comes out for Phantasy Star Online 2 in 2013, I'm going to be in it in a big way. That's all I'm saying. What about you, Anthony? What have you been up to?
I've been playing some Washington's Wig on the Xbox Live Indie Game Service, and that's the game that won the IGN contest.
Correct.
Now, I'm not saying it's bad, because it's okay. It's an auto-scrolling, I don't want to say platformer, it's an auto-runner, so, you know, you run, you jump.
Cannibal style.
Yeah, you run and you jump. That's what won, and it confuses me, because I didn't watch it. How bad was the stuff that lost?
Well, I also think that it's not just about the game. I think it's like other stuff.
Like, the presentation's amusing, but I felt like I got kind of everything I needed out of the trial. I don't know. I
am
like
the wrong person to ask because I did not watch any of it.
Dave, were you up on any of it?
No, not really.
I'll have to look into it. I'm just a little shocked that that's, you know, what really took the cake.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hate to be cynical about it, but it's nothing to really...
Unfortunately, I haven't played the game, and I didn't watch the show, so I'm just not the right person to talk about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's cute. You're a dog. You're running on ice. You're trying to give George Washington his wig back, and the Confederate dog's...
Yeah,
the British
it's
dog's
just like an auto runner. It's very simple, but kind of funny when you're playing through it.
Yeah, I don't know. I also play Sushi Castle, which is the new Milkstone game.
Those guys just make, like, tons of high-quality games, right?
I don't understand how they pump them out so fast, to be honest. Like, the assets are super high quality. It's kind of like Zelda, or, like, old-school Zelda, or even The Binding of Isaac. You walk around these gridded maps, going into room to room, and killing monsters and collecting treasure.
I was gonna say you threw me for a loop, and all of a sudden it was like Binding of Isaac, and I was like, roguelike?
What happens when you die? Because I only played the trial, but it might be roguelike. All I know is it's not bad. It seemed to be quite a lot of fun.
Cool.
I would give that one a thumbs up. And Obsessive Collecting Disorder is a platformer where you're a stick figure and you're trying to collect coins and avoid saw blades. And while it controls all right, I think the level design can probably lend itself to pulling out your hair.
Yeah.
So I'm going to stay away from that. It's not bad. It's just you have to want to kill yourself.
As long as you don't mind doing
bad.
That.
It's not bad. It just makes you want to commit seppuku. So.
Also, yeah, exactly. Also, open challenge on the world out there. I got the top score in one of the modes on Super Tank Run this weekend. So, you know, get out there and top me.
Do it. He dares you. What are you gonna do about it? And that's it. Anybody else? Anything else big happening? I went to the beach. That was fun. Got some rays.
I think I've gone like once this year.
No, I don't wear speedos.
It's disappointing.
I don't know, Anthony. You can't even get to the beach from where you live. So I don't even know. Some desolate wasteland.
We have snow beaches here.
Snow beaches. It's
snow beaches on rivers of ice.
It's called tundra, my friend.
Damn it.
Get to know it. Let's talk about Xbox Live Arcade. Summer of Arcade starts tomorrow.
Oh, Tony Hawk, yay.
Tony Hawk. Pro Skater.
That's good.
HD.
At PAX East 2011, the year before Fez came out, I was talking to Phil Fish about stuff. Xbox Live in general and the arcade sales, and he said to me then, you know, you're going to see the bigger publishers jump on these sales and they're not going to be about the little guys anymore. And lo and behold, Activision has shoehorned their way in.
Well, yes and no.
I mean, last year it was Ubisoft.
But Ubisoft, it wasn't a freaking N64 remake. Ubisoft threw in what? From Dust?
Yeah, From Dust.
Mm-hmm. You know, at least From Dust was kind of like...
unique.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'll give them credit for that. It was more of an art house game than Tony Hawk is.
Yeah, I mean, Tony Hawk is... it's a remake.
Yeah.
With some other stuff thrown in. You know... I don't know. I can see what you mean, but, like, you know, I just, like, From Dust just feels so much more indie than what...
I agree with that. But Tony Hawk strikes me as the game that it would sell if they released it
in
January. It's
by Activision.
Yeah.
It would sell if they released it in any day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
On any day of the week.
I don't think... I do not think that it's necessary to showcase it in your biggest promotion of the year, which... for their downloadable titles, in my opinion, Summer of Arcade is their biggest promotion of the year.
Oh, hands down.
The fact that Spelunky was pushed to the week before speaks volumes on where they're headed with that service to me.
Well, we also don't know the insiders there, because, I mean, we don't know what the publishers were doing and that kind of stuff. So we can't say that's only Microsoft.
It's true. But I wish they would use it more as a way to highlight smaller developers that need a big push.
Well, Summer of Arcade is also about making them a lot of money.
Yeah,
this is true too.
Not it's not a small developer. But
do you think that maybe Braid made them a lot of money? Because
oh, absolutely. But Braid, I mean, I don't know.
I'm just saying, like that was a very big success story because of Summer of Arcade almost, and I think that other games could benefit in a similar fashion if they were pushed the same way.
Maybe. I also don't think that Braid was pushed by Microsoft so much as it was by the press coverage.
That's probably true too.
You're just
full of good points tonight.
But Zane, you thought you were gonna fight. You thought I was gonna fight with Dave.
I'm not even fighting with you. I'll say something and then you disagree, and then I just go, yeah, you know what? That's right.
No, that's my fisticuffs flying in your face. Fisticuffs.
I am eating them with bread and ketchup.
Ooh. I don't even know. That doesn't sound good.
I made a strange face after I said it.
Deals this week, 17th of July through the 23rd, is deals from Ubisoft. Got Might and Magic, Scott Pilgrim, and Ruse stuff. Ruse.
Scott Pilgrim is awesome.
Yeah?
Have you never played it?
No, I know. I never did. It's true. I never did play it.
Are you a fan of River City Ransom?
I don't know what that is.
You are not a human being. You need to somehow get a hold of it via either actual NES cartridge or Game Boy Advance Remake, possibly Wii Virtual Console. It is a beat 'em up made by Technos.
Well, I mean, I was exaggerating. I mean, I know of it. I've never played it, though.
Well, you need to. It's incredible. I played through it hard the other day, co-op with somebody, and somebody who I've been playing it with for 20 years, and we just had as much fun today as we did when we were 7.
It was released in 1989.
So 89, 90, I was probably 7. I nailed that.
Whoa. Anyway, I've heard, of course, only good things about it, except for it could be a little difficulty wise.
It definitely does have a curve. Once you start learning how stuff works, you can kind of fight back. It's,
right.
It'll punch you in the face.
Literally.
Scott Pilgrim 2, though. That game's difficult. It's a very strong homage to that game, but so was the graphic novel set and the movies. Movie, rather.
Yeah, I love the movie. Enjoyed the game, but it was hard.
I read all the books. I did not see the movie.
The
movie's pretty funny.
Gasp. Gasp.
Oh, my God.
I'm curious to hear how you'll react to some of the minor changes they made in the movie as somebody who read the books first.
I will have to look at it. And that's actually just one I never watched. I don't know why. Because I really was into the comics. I thought they were pretty great.
Well, let's talk about that on a future show after you watch it.
Definitely. We can do that. Let's talk about what's coming out on PC. We're going to devote a bunch of time talking to what Steam's got going on. It is the Steam Summer Sale.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a lot of stuff for indies specifically. But before we get to that, we've got Cute Things Dying Violently is making its PC debut. Because that's correct, right? Right,
yep.
Dave?
Today is the first day it hits the PCs.
And
today is in the day we recorded the podcast.
Yeah, Tuesday, July 17th.
Yeah, the July 17th.
The July 17th.
The July 17th. There's no others except for all of the other years before and after this one. Let's see. Cute Things Dying Violently. It does not show up on Steam yet.
Oh, yeah. No, it's just on Desora and Indievania right now. No, Indie City. I'm sorry. Indie
oh,
City.
Is it not coming to Steam?
No. It got denied from Steam last week.
Oh. No, with Operation Greenlight, it won't.
I know.
Yeah,
I can all vote it in furiously.
Yeah. But so it's out on Desora and...
Indie City. That's right.
You can get that now. It is. It's also worth noting. It's a remaster, correct?
Yeah, it was the best-selling game of last year's Summer Uprising with over 25,000 sales.
And did they also like redid the graphics, right?
Oh yeah, it's all basically graphics were rehauled from beginning to end. He redid the critters, all the backgrounds, added like 20 new levels. Now you have a level editor and you can actually share levels, where previously on XBLIG, because there's no way Xbox Indies can connect to an outside server, you can't share content between games. So now you can, you know, create your own levels and swap them back and forth. And a Scapegoat did a similar thing too. On XBLIG, can't share levels, but it had an editor that you could really have for yourself.
Yeah, that's such a shame.
I know.
But anyway, it's on for $2.99 right now, and it is worth noting that XBLIG will be getting an update for that content as well. Yep. So, you know, if you're cursing, suggesting that your cute things will not be cuter before they die more violently, do not worry.
They will get yours. Very violent death.
Yeah, so I mean that's pretty much the only announcement I wanted to make there. But otherwise, we have had so far 6 indie bundles in for each of the days that the Steam sale has been out. And
these bundles are pretty crazy too.
And Anthony, especially, I wanted to talk to you about it because you don't really have many PC Steam games at all.
I have a lot of Steam games. I just never play them.
Well, you know, you don't ever really play Steam games.
Yeah, I went through a period where I bought all the bundles, like all the indie bundles, Humble Bundle, and what's the other one? Indie Royale. I bought a bunch of those.
Okay.
And I need a controller if I'm ever going to play these games.
Don't have an Xbox?
No, I do.
Do you have a wired?
I need to get a wired controller.
You don't have a wired controller?
No, I got to grab one.
I have two wired controllers.
Also, my computer doesn't run Super Meat Boy very well, which is disappointing.
Really?
Yeah, it runs really choppy.
How is that possible?
It's not, I guess. It's pretty bad.
You have a laptop, right?
Yep.
How old is that?
A couple years now. Probably
8 years old?
2008, so what is
it? It's like 16 years old.
Yeah, it's almost legal. It can drive now.
Yeah, no, it's not surprising. But anyway, so we're going to start with kind of with bundle one. Kind of look like what we had in it. Each one of the bundles is $10. Which, to be honest, I'm kind of surprised about, that they were all set for $10. Each one includes 5 games. Especially when you consider that, like, when, you know, if you look at Humble Indie Bundle, kind of like what the average ends up being, it's usually like around $7.50.
Sure.
So I was surprised that Steam would price them all at $10. Even if some of them were pretty good. But I don't know. So yeah, let's look at bundle one. We had Anomaly Warzone Earth, Cave Story Plus, Edge, Lone Survivor, and The Baconing.
I can't say enough good things about Cave Story.
Oh, Cave Story, and including Cave Story Plus, is amazing. And, you know, especially if you kind of want to see a lot of inspiration for Phil Fish and for Fez.
He yelled at me at PAX about that. I said something to him along the lines of, like, so you have a similar visual style to Cave Story. And he was just like, that's bullshit. I hate that everybody says that. It's nothing like Cave Story. And I was like, all right, dude.
You know what?
Says gasket.
I think that to deny that is ridiculous.
I agree with you 100%.
Cause
it doesn't play anything like Cave Story.
Yeah, I mean, they could not be any more different, except in the graphical inspirations.
Yeah, it's got a very similar aesthetic style, and I can't believe he so vehemently denies that.
Yeah, because they're wonderful. Like, it's a wonderful style. So, but anyway, Cave Story Plus is so good, and you know, I love, you know, and just to go on an aside, everybody's like, you know, after he made his Games Out of Japan sucks comment, everyone was like, oh, Cave Story, it looks so much like, you know, obviously inspiration from Cave Story. You know, first of all, he said that the recent Games Out of Japan sucked. And second of all, Cave Story came out in 2004.
Yeah, it's kind of old at this point.
And people do not really realize that.
Yeah, that's... I don't understand why people can't get that straight.
It is a really old game. That's crazy, though. And, you know, also the fact that, you know, people don't really understand that it was a freeware-originated game. And it has
made by one dude.
It is a great, you know, just kind of background to it. So.
Yep.
It's Lone
the quintessential indie game.
Sure. Let's go with that. Lone Survivor. Well, I mean, you know, it does. It kind of had, like, the original Doom upbringing kind of thing. Shareware.
Well, yeah, it was freeware, shareware, made by one guy in his bedroom or basement. Just yeah. He made all the music, made everything. It's when you look at it that way, and the how it puts so many bigger teamed games to shame, it's really something.
Yeah, definitely. Lone Survivor, we've talked about a bunch. Mike talked about it last week.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of this psychological thriller kind of thing. It's after the apocalypse. You're not sure if it's real or not, that kind of thing. And then The Baconing was sequel to Deathspank, right?
Deathspank, yes. You are correct.
Which seems really out of place to me in this bundle.
You're saying it's not indie? Is that it?
No. I mean, you know, it's made by...
Hothead.
Hothead, which they're definitely pretty indie as far as my opinion goes. Because, you know, they self-published, at least on the PC version. It's just, you know, I don't know. I just feel it's out of place. That's all. That's my opinion. Get over it, Dave. Suck it.
Quite a...
Phrase of the evening.
Anyway, came out July 13th. Indie Bundle 2 was Botanicula, EYE, Divine, Cybermancy, Oil Rush, Splice, and Universe Sandbox. I don't know. To me, it seems like they just like kind of like grabbed three main games that people might recognize, yeah. Put made sure that those were in there, and then just kind of tossed in two others.
Yeah, it's like we'll take you, and you. Yes, yes, that sounds wonderful. Great.
I'm embarrassed to say I cannot recognize any of those games based on name alone.
Okay, well, let me help you out. Botanicula, made by the guys who made
the flower
Machinarium,
game, right? Yeah, yeah.
Made by Amanita. I could not think of their name for some reason. Amanita, who are the same guys behind Machinarium. You've got Splice, who are made by Cypher Prime, who also made Auditorium and Fractal and some other kind of music-based games, and Splice is like a puzzle one. And, well, actually, those are really the only... I recognize Universe Sandbox. It's made by some guys named Giant Army. I personally have never heard of them or that game. Oil Rush is made by Unigine, I think.
Unigine?
Yeah, Unigine. U-N-I-G-I-N-E.
Oh.
I don't know. Never heard of them.
It's damn hard to pronounce.
Oil Rush is a naval strategy game, according to them. And then, I don't know, have any of you... Dave, you mentioned Divine Supremacy, Cybermancy,
yeah,
before.
When it came out last year, I was kind of scoping it out, and I thought it looked something like a new Deus Ex kind of game. But all the reviews I read last year said it suffered from terrible AI issues, among being like really shallow of a game, which kind of surprised me. Yeah, so I was disappointed. I just never picked it up. And it was, I think it was $25 when it first went on sale, or first launched. So,
it's regular priced only at $10, and it's on sale.
Okay. Yeah, so maybe different.
It's on sale through July 23rd for $4, even outside the bundle.
Wow.
So, it's pretty good price either way.
Yeah, I'd agree.
But anyway, the third bundle came. Oh, Anthony, you were commenting about this one. Vitrit Beat, Braid, Bunch of Heroes, Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet, and Runespell Overture. And
I mean,
this
even
is
if you ignore my absolute love for the Vitrit series,
which I have, but
you can't
played.
You can't deny Braid and Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet being toward the tops of games
last couple of years. Straight up. In my opinion, Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet's worth the $10 alone.
It is.
It is amazing. It's so good. So you should be all up on that. It's on sale through July 23rd. Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet, that is, through for $9, which, you know, if you're, unfortunately, this bundle is passed, but I would still grab that solo for $9. It's still
completely worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. Even Taylor and I get to pay a nice little visit to their offices last year during PAX.
Yeah, we checked out the DLC that came.
Yeah, they did some DLC, and they also worked on the Wii ports of Call of Duty.
Yeah, lucky guys.
I know.
The dev boxes for the Wiis look ridiculous.
Yeah.
By the way,
in what way?
They don't, because they don't look anything like a Wii. They're like these silver boxes, and you know, if you ever seen like a dev kit for an Xbox, it kind of looks like a regular Xbox with a shiny purple.
Yeah, it's like an adapter at the
hard drive.
Yeah. Right.
But the Wii dev kit is like this huge aluminum case, and you're like, what is that? Because it really did not look like anything. But apparently it's a Wii dev box. Anyway, Indie Bundle 4, which came out sometime. I don't know. It's not listing
yesterday,
it here.
2 days ago?
2 days ago, probably.
If we're on 6 now, I would say.
Yeah, probably 2 days ago. It was A Valley Without Wind, Atom Zombie Smasher, Blocks That Matter, Sanctum, Super Brothers, Sword and Sorcery EP. And I don't know about you guys, for me personally, this was the first bundle where I recognized every single game on the list.
Yeah, definitely one of the more popular ones.
And a lot of stuff that was pretty, or at least, no, not a lot of stuff. But A Valley Without Wind and Super Brothers, Sword and Sorcery both came to Steam in April, which was pretty recent.
Yeah.
For them to go on a pretty decent.
Yeah, because usually they give it like a few months before they put those things out like that.
Yeah. So, you know, Sanctum was a really fun
Tower Defense, right?
Tower Defense and third person shooter game. Blocks That Matter, Dream Build Play winner.
Yeah, formerly X-League.
And Atom Zombie Smasher was in, God, like Indie Game Challenge, maybe. Was a finalist or something like that. I don't know. It's hard to keep track of all those contests now.
Yeah, there's a lot of them now.
But it has this. It has a really good aesthetic to it. It's a lot of fun, and that's. I would say best deal, out of all of them. Probably Blocks That Matter for $250.
Yeah, that's a great game.
Half off.
Good price.
I'd buy that.
I'd hit it.
You'd hit a lot though, Dave.
Yeah, it doesn't say much.
I know. Indie Bundle 5, which came out yesterday, is still running right now, but will not be running by the time you hear this.
Unfortunately.
Audio Surf, Gemini Rue, Greed Core, The Tiny Bang Story, and YS, The Oath in Felghana.
I bought that yesterday.
What's that?
Why is The Oath Felghana?
Really?
I always thought it was at East.
Yeah, East? I don't know how to say it, to tell you the truth. Sure. It's one of those crazy Japanese games.
I'm pretty sure it's East.
It really could be. So, Dave, what drew you to this to make you want to buy it?
Well, I was just browsing through the games the other day, saw this, and it really reminded me of like kind of like a Link to the Past with what is that JRPG that was on Dreamcast? God, awesome battle system. Penny Arcade uses the same one. Whatever, I can't remember the name.
Alundra?
No.
Grandia?
Yes. Grandia 1 and 2.
Oh, that's what I meant to say. Why did I say Alundra?
So it has like a very similar fight system, but it's like real time, so it's hard to explain. But it just looked like there was a lot going on with a cool, updated Link to the Past vibe about it. And I love that game, so I figured for $6, I can't go wrong. So I bought it, but I've yet to play it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what else do you... Audio Surf was a lot of fun. I played it a little bit when it was part of the Potato Sack. And, you know, it's kind of like takes your music and mashes it up and turns it into a game kind of thing. And...
Yeah, like really the first of its kind, I think.
It was one of the... I mean, it's old. So it came out in 2008.
5 years. Yeah, wow. 4 years now.
Greed Core, I've never heard of.
I think that's like a top-down like mech shooter, right?
Yeah, it's like strategy-ish, from what I understand. Yeah. But Gemini Rue, as we already talked about, Dave, you were playing one of their
Gemini Rue. Yeah.
This is also from Wajid Eye.
Yeah, I know that game's on sale for some time too. That is one of my favorite adventure games in the last several years. Definitely pick it up.
But I mean, it's weird because Gemini Rue actually is not on its own sale.
Yeah, it's a part of a bundle, right?
It was only part of the bundle 5.
Yeah.
And it's staying at its normal price of $10. So, you know, when you look at it that way, it's basically like getting all the other games for free. But no, then the most recent bundle came out today is Ah for the Awesome, which is also kind of like a updated remake of Reckless Endangerment for Gravity. DEFCON, Space Chem, Ticket to Ride, and Trauma. Out of those, I've never heard of Space Chem or Ticket to Ride, to be perfectly honest. Ticket to Ride looks like some sort of indie like train sim or
something. Pretty much what it is.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. That's what I mean. That's all I could get out of it. Not my style of game, to be honest. Space Chem? I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know either.
You got me on that one. There's a demo for it, but I have no idea. Trauma is a fan unfavorite of Mike Wall's. Mike did not like Trauma. In fact, I would say that he close to hated it.
Yeah, I remember that.
But did you ever try Trauma, Anthony?
No.
I did. It's basically like an Art Deco game where it's all in Java. Is that right? You're just like looking through photos basically. And it's like very pretty looking, but just.
Yeah, you might feel like you're playing a Flash game.
Yes. It's very simple and very silly. Yeah. But it takes itself too seriously. I didn't really enjoy it, but others might.
Now you've got DEFCON, which came from Introversion, which are the same guys who made Darwinia.
Yep.
And DEFCON is actually really old. Like 2006.
Yeah, that's pretty old at this point.
But it's still a really awesome, just pure strategy game. And, I mean, yeah, that's actually a pretty good bundle, though. It's probably not the one I would go for, personally speaking. But
there's a lot of games out there, so.
Well, mostly because I already have Ah. Not interested in Trauma and not interested in Ticket to Ride. It's just like, that's probably not going to happen there.
It's like, what ifs.
But I'm excited to see what's coming next week.
I know. Well, we have a few more days of this. Well, this ends in 20 seconds. We got four more days, really.
And so we'll see. Steam has a very good habit of saving the best for the end.
Oh God, I hope not.
They always do, Dave.
I know. My wallet is
How long have you been? You've been buying these bundles for all 3 years.
Yeah, I've had Steam since it launched, and my wallet's been hurting.
Exactly. Anyway, let's take a moment. We're going to talk about what came out on PSN, because there was especially one worth noting. I'll save that for the end. PSN games this week: Resident Evil, The Dark Side Chronicles; Resident Evil, The Umbrella Chronicles.
Actually, I have both of those.
Which are both all right. I played through both of them.
Yep. Yeah? They're both on rails, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they're both on rails. Very similar to The House of the Dead.
Yeah, those are the only two Wii games I ever bought.
Wow, ever?
Yeah.
That's depressing.
I know. There's not that many good games on Wii, what can I say?
Oh,
I completely disagree with you.
Those great ones.
I have Twilight Princess, and I have Mario Galaxy.
Mario Galaxy, yeah.
Okay.
You get that.
I have Smash Brothers Brawl, but I just don't enjoy. Super Mario Brothers 2. I don't have that, but I've played it several times. You know, that Kirby game, that four-player Kirby game is really good.
None of that.
Let me take a look at my collection here real quick.
Yeah, it's got about 5 games.
Oh, we don't have time to go through all of the good Wii games.
I'll just throw a couple of good ones out. You never played Boom Blocks, Excite Truck. The Klonoa remake was amazing.
Oh, you're not choosing the ones that I was hoping you would.
Klonoa remake? Really?
Yeah, what were you hoping I would choose?
I didn't know that.
I don't know. Stuff like, let's see.
That's how slim.
Paper Mario, Thousand Year Door.
Oh, yeah. I like the Super NES Paper Mario.
Oh, you mean Super Paper Mario.
Well, I gotta be specific.
Thousand Year Door is the GameCube one.
Oh, is that the GameCube one?
Yeah.
Oh, it's my mistake.
Muramasa is very good. No More Heroes is amazing. Little King Story is very well loved.
Yeah, I heard that was actually good, Little King Story.
But anyway,
I don't know. I think there's a lot of good Wii games out there.
There are. Xenoblade Chronicles.
Oh, yeah, that was the one I meant to pick up. I played that at Gamescom last year, and I did enjoy that. And I love RPGs.
It is fun.
Yeah.
It's a little dense. But anyway, the big game on PSN this week is Dyad.
Yeah.
At least I should say the big indie game on PSN.
So I played this at GDC.
Yeah?
I don't even know where to begin to describe it.
It's fantastic.
I don't know what it is really. And I saw a panel where the developer hosted it. Explained what his game was, because it was part of Sony's indie pub fund, where Sony will literally back financially support your game.
Yeah, that's what they're doing with Guacamelee from Drinkbox.
Yep. So I mean, things like this is great because it's been getting huge reviews. The journalists have been like really
all the hugest.
Yeah, pushing it like forward. Like, check this thing out. So
if I had to describe it in any way, I would say it's like Tempest meets
Audio Surf.
Rez.
Yeah, you're just like hauling ass through these levels with so many colors and things spinning around you. I don't know what to make of it, to the truth.
Were you guys at PAX in 2011 in Boston where he had the Dyad like chair that moves?
No,
there, but I didn't realize there was a chair for it.
I did not sit in it.
Look up video of that. it was an experience. It jerks you around like crazy while you're playing, but it was a lot of fun.
So you're a fan?
Oh, I liked the demo that I played at PAX in 2011 a lot. I'm very excited to download it at some point this week when I renew my PlayStation Plus.
It's out today, you know, right?
Yeah. I would rather just get Plus and then buy it.
Yeah, because it is on sale for $11.99 for Plus members.
I could also go ahead and pay the $15 and then not really worry about it, but at the same time,
if you're going to be getting the Plus, you might as well save the money anyway.
Yeah, but I really want to play it.
Oh, then I know. High Plus.
I haven't decided what I'm going to do yet. We'll decide by the end of the night, but I am very excited for it, as should the rest of everybody else.
I mean, look at it this way. If you renew your Plus right now, you can get Hot Shots Golf 2, PS1 Classic for free. So
that's a good game, too.
Yeah.
I never did get into the golf sims.
I don't know. I was
just trying to.
I was more like arcade style golf.
I was goofing on you.
They had a good version on PSP as well.
Yeah, but I am very
Rainbow Moon. Rainbow Moon's also 20% off.
Ooh, awesome! I don't even know what that is.
That like hack and slash that came out last week.
I thought it was like a subtitle for a new My Little Pony game or something.
No, that would be a good one though.
Now we're talking.
Well, that's pretty much everything that came out this week. Anybody have any news to talk about real quick before we go?
It's been a very slow news week. Can we agree?
It sure has.
You sure? Nobody's got anything? I mean, I was pulling your leg when I said that there was no news. You guys were still supposed to come up with something.
I guess I could talk about how Guncraft is possibly coming to Xbox Live Arcade.
There are negotiations with publishers.
Possibly. Yeah, they're talking. Right now, it's probably looking like it could be an Xbox Live indie game, but there's a couple of publishers interested. Mojang for one, Microsoft for another. And if that happens, hopefully we hear something about it. But also, the beta for that was released on PC. So if anybody's interested in a Minecraft-style Call of Duty game, now's your chance to get in on that.
Yeah. It's got helicopters.
Now, they had a successful Kickstarter, did they not?
Yes, they did successfully fund their Kickstarter.
Okay. And how much was that? Do you know the idea?
$30,000, maybe more than that. I don't know.
Okay, because I would imagine that was more than enough to be able to publish on Xbox Live indie games.
Oh yeah.
Without
I know they have at least four full time developers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really? They got $16,487, and their goal was $16,000.
Oh wow.
So they just broke it.
That was close.
Yeah.
Let's see. I found this real quick. I'll list the Machinarium was rated by the ESRB to come to PlayStation Vita. That's something.
That'd be nice.
It's another game for those who own Vitas, which is something in short supply.
Except for the fact that I've already played it on multiple systems before this.
Well, that just stinks.
Awesome Knots is coming to PC.
This pleases me. That was a good game. Formerly of PSN and XBLA, right?
Just PSN,
might
maybe.
Speak
I was
PSN.
Say, I don't think it hit Xbox.
I think you're correct, actually. That.
Thanks for ruining the show, Dave.
My boss.
You stupid jerk.
Oh, Defense Grid. Defense Grid 2 has a Kickstarter. Mm-hmm. Defense Grid: The Awakening was a.
Next, we played this on so many systems.
It was. Oh shit. God, what's the word I'm looking for? Tower defense game on Steam. And actually, it was really good. It had really awesome production. I really liked it. And so it's got a Kickstarter. But that's it. I'm just scrolling through headlines of other sites. I'm not even...
Just cheating.
I'm just cheating. It's so true. I mean, do we have any... Come on, you guys, we don't have any headlines to pull out
there. We don't make the
news,
we just cover it.
We don't make the news. Right.
Well, I mean, we already talked on Q Things Dying Violently that Dave reported on this week.
Yep. Evil Quest 2 is in development.
That's...
Yes, it is. I really like the first one.
I think it was a good game.
Actually, I think that's old. I think that's old news.
I think that's pretty old, yeah.
Well, you wrote it 2 days ago, Anthony, so I would hope it's not too old.
I could have wrote that 2 days ago.
It's what it says on our website.
Evil Quest 2? No. Oh, that was a while ago.
You're just that fast.
What page are you on?
The first page?
No, you have to like refresh or something.
Okay.
Hit the F5 key. Hit the F5.
Anyway, we're not going to sit here and talk about this.
Get out of here. Let me find this. Where's the front page?
I clicked on news. All I know is I clicked on news. Anyway, everyone, this has been episode 108 of the Armless Octocast. We're going to sign off because we're tired. Dave has to get to work, and Anthony has to look at posts.
I'm looking for it right now. I'm like stressing on this.
Anyway, guys, we will see you next week. Until then, take care. Check out all of the Steam Indie Bundles because they are there for all of your viewing pleasure. And in the meantime, we'll probably be buying them too.
Yes, we will. And our wallets will be hating us every step of the way.
Yeah, that's right. All right, guys, see you next week.